My name is Latasha. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor. I was returning a phone call to a Samantha, understanding she wanted to file a new claim.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's me.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me pull my system up. Okay, can I have your social?
Yes, ma'am. It's 421-06-8111.
Okay, verify your date of birth for me.
11/28/78.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
Ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Army Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your driver's license number for me?
678-4959.
And if approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit onto your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vintage Prepaid Benefits Card. The prepaid benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after approved for payment. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Can I ask you a question before we kind of get started?
Mm-hmm.
I received a letter in the mail stating that it said the week for which you were previously disqualified has been reopened to allow recertification. So do I reopen this?
Hold on, let me make sure.
It just say something about recertify the affected weeks.
Hold 1 second for me.
Okay.
Can you tell me the date that's on that letter?
It's May 11, 2021.
Okay. Okay, is that letter saying something about the PUA?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're not under the PUA. You're under regular unemployment, but I do see where they need you to turn in proof of employment.
Okay, see, that's what I'm kind of confused about. It says, if you are unable to complete your recertification online, so I don't know.
You do need to file a new claim because your claim is expired now. But
yes,
there's something to do with the PUA. That's what I'm not understanding. Did you sign up for the PUA?
Yes, I've been see what they had cut me off. I don't know the date, but it's been, and then I still been filing. I think it was in March or so. And I think when they cut me off, then they said I had something was going on or some whatever. But then I still been filing. So I got this letter in the mail stating that I need to recertify.
Okay, hold on 1 second for me. Okay, so you do need a new client file, but you also need to go to your PUA portal. You remember how to go to your PUA portal?
No.
Okay, so if you want to pull it up to see if it'll allow you to go into it now, you can. It's PUA.
Uh-huh.
Dot labor.
Mm-hmm.
Dot Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Dot gov.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you log into it, it's going to ask you for your email address and your social security number and your 4-digit PIN.
Mm-hmm.
And let me know what it's saying.
Oh, let me get to it. I'm sorry. Okay. And I go to the anyway, log in. Okay. Then I go to... Okay, it says welcome to PUA Climate Portal.
Okay.
And then it says file PUA weekly certification or view claim file. But I've been filing every week. I already filed.
Go to PUA weekly certification and see what it says.
Okay. It says you do not currently have any pending weeks to file. You can visit the claim tracker for more information.
Okay, now go to your claim tracker and see what your claim tracker is saying.
Okay. Okay, so it's telling me to create a file.
Okay, so you need to file a new claim because the claim is actually expired now. I can file it for you, or if you want to, you can file it on your own. But the reason why you have it. Okay. But you'll need to turn in proof of employment because if not, you're not going to see any payments until you turn it in.
Proof of the job that I did have?
Mm-hmm. Your last job. So if you have like a W-2 from, you'll need to turn that in.
Oh, because I'm trying to see how can I Lord, it's so confusing. I had my own little sitting business. You know, keep little keys
and
stuff like that.
You don't have a 1099 form?
Yeah.
You can turn it in.
Make sure they see. 1099. I think this is. They got the, I guess this is it. The IRS thing on it or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looked like a W-2 form. Or a tax return. Yeah, you can turn it in.
Okay. And
you can fax it in if you want the fax number. I can give you that fax number. You can go to your local career center and they can fax it in for you, or you can mail it in.
Uh-huh. Okay. Get this pen. Okay, what's the... I can mail it either way, huh?
You can mail it or fax it in. Either way.
Okay. Yes. All right. Where I mail it to?
It's 649 Monroe Street, Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
36131.
Okay.
And then you need to make sure it say Attention Special Program.
Attention. Set on that name. Special. Okay. Okay.
Okay, and then I'm gonna go ahead and file your claim. Okay. And did you want your payments direct deposit or to the state debit card?
I still have the same card.
The state debit card.
Uh-huh. I have the gold card.
Okay. So it'll go back to the same card.
Okay.
Verify your mailing address.
639 Azero, apartment 103. Mobile, Alabama, 36609.
Verify your telephone number.
But the one I have now, 251-487-5292.
Okay, I have some security questions. These are just generally random security questions that may apply to you. Which of the... Based on your background, in what city was 1056 Henley View? Was it Montgomery, Opelika, Selma, Theodore? I've never been associated with this address.
I've never been associated with that address.
Which of the following cities have a current or former association to you? Coleman, Hoover, Jasper, 8 Mile, or none of the above?
8 Mile.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11251 Coleman Dairy Road, 117 MacArthur Drive, 301 Jeffrey Drive, 433 Commercial Avenue, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
433 Commercial Avenue.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Served on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Received a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related in the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
Can I have your last day of work?
Oh, let me see. Okay. It was like during August or something. I don't know really the date, but... I know I had to, because I had the hours dropping down and all that, so. But I have to give you a specific date.
No, ma'am, if you can just give me the closest that you can remember.
August.
charges, isn't it? Yeah. I hate to say something anymore. So it was doing like a lit, but it was August, like August of, it ain't August, the beginning of August, August of, you know, the beginning of August.
Of last year?
Yes, 2020.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
For myself. I guess. Yeah.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for, or are you attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I don't give a doggone whiff. What I supposed to say?
It's up to you.
Yeah, I don't care if I had to go to Alaska. Let me see. I don't know. 25. I don't know. 25. I don't know. How many? 25 miles. I guess. I don't know.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
10.
Are you a part of a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what's your job title?
A sitter.
Is it with children or old people?
Sure. Well, really, it was like I was keeping mama, like my mama and some children too. Different, both of them.
Can you tell me the first day you started working for yourself?
Let's see. This has been since, let me see, 2011, something like that, 12, something like that. It's been a long time, I can't remember.
And have you received, or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension?
No.
Do you want taxes coming out of your unemployment benefits?
Now, that's what I need to ask. What do I suppose to?
I know. I think it was the first $10,000. It was tax-free, but then after that, you were supposed to switch it over.
Oh, that's probably what happened. Well, so, yes.
I have a temporary pen. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 1178.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related but not yet approved. Your claim mm-hmm. will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, mm-hmm. you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except mm-hmm. when any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibilities and requirements for COVID-19 claims are subject to change. Mm-hmm. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you'll be asked will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week.
Mm-hmm.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim at any time you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding your continued eligibility requirements. You have any questions?
The only thing you said I got to do is mail this, what it was, a 10-something?
Yeah, 1099.
1099. Mm-hmm. To that Monroe Street, Montgomery, Alabama, I got.
Yeah, you might want to just mail a copy of it. Or, like I said, you can go to your local career center and they'll fax it over for you.
Okay, well, let me write the fax number down anyway.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Hold on a second. Let me get the fax number. Okay, it's 334.
I'm sorry, 3 what?
334.
Okay.
956.
956. Mm-hmm.
7499.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't have no more questions. That's it.
Okay. Thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
And this little, the number 1178, what that's for?
To do your weekly certification, but it's going to prompt you to change it.
Okay. Okay. All right. All righty.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.